Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, where as always, you're invited to call in, share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria.
Toothless Mountain Mayor.
And Richie Rich.
And if you're tired of being censored on places like Discord, we used to have an LRN FM studio Discord server, and then someone got very triggered by something and got very upset with the libertarians here and reported it to Discord, where we did allow a toxic user zone where people said some extremely toxic and terrible things, and Discord was like, nope, that's not enough.
That was like the best room.
It was humorous at times, for sure. It had the one psychopath in there who had this entire copy and paste thing that he would do. It was a case
who shall not be named.
But if you're sick of that, chat.freetalklive.com is our Matrix server. It's a decentralized chat service sort of thing. I'm not exactly sure the specifics about it or how it works. I just know that it actually uses end-to-end encryption for private chats and stuff like that. It's really cool. Check out our server at chat.freetalklive.com. Some hosts of the show watch the comments on our video platforms. Some don't. And that's because the Matrix server is our official chat server. And that's funny because, as far as I'm aware, none of the hosts watch the Matrix server during the show. So, for what it's worth, you can chat with us there after the show, though. That's chat.freetalklive.com. We have Robert calling from Tennessee. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know my topic was the vaccine, but I'm kind of over that. Like, I got the Pfizer shot and booster. I'm still alive, and I'm just kind of, tired of hearing about it. But so I wondered if we,
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, then.
What's that?
No, please do go on.
Well, I'm sure you guys are, knowledgeable and, have talked about on the show, probably multiple times about civil asset forfeiture and, highway interdiction.
Okay. You'll be shocked to hear that we're against it.
This sort of stuff is, I'm seeing it from libertarians all the time on Facebook, where they just drag these police departments for just seizing $100,000 out of someone in cash out of someone's car or something like that, with absolutely no justification for it, no suspicion of a crime. They just pull them over, discovered a big amount of cash, and was like, yeah, we're taking that now.
And then they charge the cash with the crime, and it has to be proven innocent.
That's true.
If you're carrying a large amount of cash, I've even seen them run a dog on the cash. When it's kind of funny because I think 70% of U.S. currency has some sort of trace drug of drugs on it.
And they know this, which is why they run the dog.
Yeah, it's just I just don't understand how this is. I mean, I can totally understand how it's legal and how it's going on, but how have people not just thrown a fit?
As a basis of comparison, they let the government take their faces from them.
Well, what do you mean?
The mask.
Yeah, I'm confused.
The masks. They'll put up with anything. I mean, what exactly is it that they won't let the government do at this point?
I think it's simpler than that. I think it's just that, one, the average American probably has no idea this is even a thing. And two, even if they know it's a thing, it's not ever likely to affect them because they don't have $5,000 or whatever to carry around in the car.
Well, on a similar train of thought than that, it's not that it won't affect them. The average American thinks that they are indeed the law-abiding citizen and that it won't happen to them because they are the law-abiding citizen. Until it does happen to them, and then they get turned, we'd use the word red-pilled if you want. They get turned on to these ideas going this can actually happen to me, right?
Yeah.
But the next person in line is still the average American citizen, law-abiding person who's like, well, it happened to them. They obviously did something different than what I am doing because this could never happen to me. So until it happens to everybody, right, no one else is going to care because, as you said, it doesn't affect them individually.
And, well, and there's also, like, what are they going to do about this? Like, let's assume, hypothetically, really, suing the police department, that works real well.
Well, it does sometimes. I mean, one of the co-hosts...
Like 1% of the time.
One of the co-hosts here on the show won, like, some sort of settlement against the Manchester Police Department not too long ago.
It does occasionally work. Like, I'm going to go out and say somewhere definitely under, like, 10% of the time. And then you have a target on your back from the police from that point forward.
Been
now,
there.
We're obviously okay with that. Normal people are not okay with being targeted by the government.
Well, that should tell them exactly what the problem is here. I mean, if they're worried that if they try to hold their government accountable, that it will put a target on their back, I think we may be zeroing in on the actual problem here, which is that the government is a force of tyranny that oppresses people, tells you to obey, and if you resist, it puts a target on your back.
Well, even the president has come out and said that, right? Biden with the, well, we've got the nukes and the bombers. Like, what are you going to do with your ARs?
Well, and here's another thing.
That's the government you want to live under?
People don't have $500. They don't have it. So what are they going to do when they need to sue the police department for infringing on their rights?
That's the filing fee right there.
Right.
It's gone.
That's the filing fee. God only knows what it's going to take to actually hire a lawyer for this thing.
And if we're talking about civil asset forfeiture, one, the police aren't going to use civil asset forfeiture to take $500. Realistically, they're just not. If you're paying around $5,000, they might.
Yeah.
But $500, you're fine. So it's never going to affect someone who has only $500 that they're carrying around with them. And if they don't even have $500 to carry around with them, then it's never going to affect them.
Well, and I'm saying as a general principle, when the police step out of line, we can't hold them accountable even by suing them, which, I mean, even suing them, okay, great, so you've just increased the taxes in that region. Because it's never the individual police officer that pays these fines. It's the department.
Yeah,
and
how do they
pay those fines? Taxpayers. Oh, by getting you to pay for that.
Look, I'm not going to feel bad about that, though. If people are exploiting the state apparatus and the taxpayer is ultimately footing the bill for that, then the taxpayer should just stop paying taxes because they're the ones being screwed over by the police in that particular case, right? And I'm not going to be upset about
all
of the things.
There's a difference between should and can reasonably.
Look, it's one of the more peaceful remedies allowed the citizenry, right? Like, if you're not going to let them sue, what are you going to do? They have to be held accountable.
I mean, if we could get rid of qualified immunity, that would help things a little bit, and then you could actually sue the police officers, and they would be the ones responsible for paying the bill. But you're right. At the moment, it's the city or the county or the state or whatever.
You bring that up to the legislature. The police union argues against it, right? They're on the same team. You're not on their team. They have no reason to back you in that matter.
I mean,
Robert's original question is, why do people put up with this? And my answer to that question is because there is almost nothing they can do about it.
Well, yeah, accountability is a myth. And the idea that, you know, an American citizen can do anything that has any impact on their government. Just this past Wednesday, the city council here in Keene had some sort of committee meeting about reinstating the mask mandate. And the place was packed. Both floors of the place packed. Something like 40-something speakers, many of whom were business people in the area saying, hey, we're not going to enforce this if you do it again. I think they said two or three people were there to speak up in favor of the mask mandate. But by and large, something like 10-1 or maybe 5-1 or 6-1, 7-1, whatever, were there to speak against it. Despite all of that, the city council committee voted unanimously to send it back to the city council, not to be amended or to be withdrawn or anything like that, so that the city council could actually vote on the stupid thing.
And if they vote in favor of another mask mandate,
and they
against
will,
the wishes of the public at large.
They will, just like they did with the Bearcat. None of it matters. They're going to do what they want to do, and they don't care how much you speak out against it.
So, yeah, the tiny little ineffective thing that you can do to try and hold them accountable is going to punish you immensely. So, yeah, what are people even going going to do about it?
It's certainly not a good situation. I mean, get out of their money, right?
Yes.
Use cryptocurrency.
That's what you can do.
Use gold. Use silver. Anything except the USD, because the USD, using it, just using it, enables them. And we need to stop enabling this bad behavior. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Whatever's on your mind, whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight is Aria.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Rich Rich.
And we promise, coming up, assuming we actually are able to get into it, this bizarre story about camels being banned from a beauty pageant, a $66 million beauty. And that's camel like the animal, right?
Yep. Like Sally the camel with the five humps or whatever. Yep, that's the one.
Being banned from participating in a camel beauty contest for having Botox.
That's the headline.
Injected. It's worth getting into, if nothing else, just do how silly it is. But before we get into it, let's go to the phones. We have Padraig calling from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Up here, you guys are amazing. That last caller was amazing. It's hard to follow him because he just laid down the wood.
I feel like you guys should just have a New Mexico calling party. We just all just listen.
I told you this already. I called you one time and asking you guys to make a tour. You need to go to the States and have a tour and put on your radio broadcast from New Mexico. If you go to Albuquerque and put on a radio broadcast from Albuquerque, I'll go down there and meet Dave and meet all the people from New Mexico who enjoy this show.
I don't think most of them listen.
I don't even know if we needed a tour. Like, they could just be a meetup group on meetup.com for, like, listeners of Free Talk Live in New Mexico.
Well, that's quite possible.
And then go fund me, like, a trip for the host, and then we'll all come down and meet you. Oh, I got
that
all planned out already.
That's dangerously close to Arizona, man.
Okay. Even better. Kill two birds with one stone.
Maybe literally.
Come back with the ears.
What's wrong with Arizona?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
So what's on your mind?
People listen to you in Arizona.
Sure. What's on your mind tonight, Patrick?
No, I was just going to say Dave was correct. You can live in sub-zero weather. It's really hard, but every spring you always see the deer and the elk, and they don't have a house to go in and turn the heater up. I want to know how Dave keeps his water warm, because I live in cold water. Usually I have a small bottle that I sleep beside me when I'm sub-zero. If I get up, it's frozen solid as a rock. But I was homeless for 3 years trying to save enough money to get a piece of property. I got fortunate enough to where I got a job that didn't require me to be around people because I'm not real good around people.
Well, I can tell you, winter camping, the way you do that is put it in your sleeping bag with you. Like you got one of those like sub-zero sleeping bags and just put it in there with you overnight.
Oh, much better. I was thinking of a warm crevice. Somewhere.
I have no doubt that it's possible. I mean, human beings existed throughout most of our history without indoor heating and stuff like that. It just doesn't sound very pleasant.
We also killed animals and took their skin. So let's throw that out there, too. Yeah. That bear looks warm.
Okay. We also lived on the edge of starvation. Also available. But why?
Yeah.
I would like to throw this out there while I'm on the air. There are a lot of homeless people out there, and there are a lot of homeless vets. And around the Christmas times, Thanksgiving, Christmas, they really suffer a lot because they don't have anybody really to talk to. I mean, it's hard for them to relate, so they get depression, super depressed. But I can tell you this. I can go up there and give them a dollar, and it's their dollar. Even though it's paper money, they can go buy something with it. But if I give it to the government, to the state of New Mexico, they might see 10 cents of the dollar, maybe.
More like 80.
The government will steal almost everything. They got too many agencies, too many administrators, too many people running around doing pushing paperwork.
That's a good point. I've always been a fan of giving money to homeless people and, you know, panhandlers and stuff like that.
There's signs around New Hampshire, though, that say, don't give it to panhandlers. We'll take care of them for you.
Oh, yeah, the only...
And I ignore those signs with all of the diligence that a law-abiding citizen should ignore such immoral and grotesque signs.
Well, the only major homeless problem in Manchester is because of heroin.
See, I don't care. If someone's homeless and they want to use it to buy heroin, I don't care what they're using it for. I'm just trying to make their life better. If they want to use that money that they could to make their life better to instead get a fix.
If you're willing to give that dollar should be given unconditionally.
That's how I feel about it.
I'm with you there.
But we also have Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I heard the guy who was talking about the extremely cold temperatures. He mentioned it going down to about 30 degrees below zero. I know that Siberia can go up to 60 degrees below zero. That's quite a bit colder. But I also trained a guy to work in a diamond mine in Siberia. And he was telling me about the conditions up there. And he said that it's so cold that you can't expose any of your skin to the weather, and in the Siberian coal diamond mine. And he said that they have a system worked out that with tubes so that you don't even have to urine. The men don't even have to expose themselves to urinate. It's all built in so that they. So it's to that extreme, it's
funny.
They have themselves protected. So that's why I wonder to myself if you can ever get used to that kind of coldness. I can't imagine it. That's just what I wanted to say.
I mean, I know intellectually that negative 60 is a lot colder than negative 30. And I know that negative 30 is a lot colder than like negative 3. But at a certain point, it's all just
cold.
Too damn cold for a human being to deal with.
I'm with you.
And I think here in New Hampshire it reached like negative 7 or something at one point during my first year here, and it hasn't really gotten that cold since. It's fallen down to zero a few times, but it's just cold and
miserable.
I've
seen 3 on my dashboard, and that might have been the coldest I've like recorded.
I know back in Colorado for our winter camping, we'd like get special awards for however many degrees below zero you had to tolerate. I think 14 was the highest one while I was in Scouts.
14 degrees below zero?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's miserable.
Well, learn to build a Quonset.
Or live in a society that has indoor heating. That's my preferred go-to. I mean, even wood burning is an option for indoor heating. I wonder if David in New Mexico has tried that. You know, just get yourself a little wood stove there. It's got to be fairly simple.
Didn't seem like he wanted to. He wanted to toughen up.
I imagine the difficulty with that would be the airflow problems. He doesn't want to give up that last 2 degrees of difference between the inside and outside by opening a window.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's for me, but I'm not one to go camping anyway. I know a lot of people who do like going camping, and they seem to enjoy that, and they like hiking in the mountains and all of that. That's just not my thing. To each their own.
Well, when society collapses, they will be the survivors.
But no, because all of the people who don't enjoy going camping will have gotten so sick of hearing them talking about how much they love hiking and camping that they'll have had their heads bashed in.
Oh, okay.
I'm betting on the campers in the head-bashing Olympics.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who I would... I don't think it's going to get to that point anyway.
Campers versus non-campers? Totally betting on the campers in a straight-up club fest.
Well, define camper, because most of the people I know who talk about enjoying camping are talking about going and parking an RV out in the woods and enjoying all the amenities of modern society just in a remote location.
And those don't count.
I don't know very many people out there going, man, I need to go pitch
Although,
a tent in the White Mountains in Sibley, New Hampshire. 603-283-6160. There is more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After six southern states were struck by powerful tornadoes, President Biden is making plans to visit some of those states in the next few days. Speaking in Delaware, Biden pledged full federal help, saying, "We're going to get through this together." The FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
What we are hearing is we are still in the life-saving and life-sustaining mode, right? We're still in search and rescue, and we're sending additional resources in to help locate anybody who still may be trapped.
That's FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell speaking on ABC's This Week. Six states impacted included Kentucky, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Vampire novelist Anne Rice has died at age 80. Rice's book selling more than 150 million copies after her first gothic fiction novel, Interview with the Vampire, was published in 1976. And this is USA Radio News. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken backing up President Biden's claims that he was very tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent video call in which Biden says he stressed that the U.S. is ready to respond with economic consequences and even NATO and military consequences should there be a military escalation between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Blinken said,
"We are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past that would have massive consequences for Russia."
Journalist Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network from where he's been for years. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information is going to be released at a later date, they say. The announcement coming not long after Wallace hosted his final edition of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here invited to join in. Take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you, the listener, to share your thoughts and opinions on national radio, the social media, social media, I guess, technically, video platforms, the internet, on close to 200 national radio stations. And if you value that, if you value the ideas of liberty coming from the hosts here at Free Talk Live, you may consider joining the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com, as Shooty here has done. It only costs $5 per month. That's our Patreon, by the way. That gets you in. We're no longer using the old program. We've migrated to Patreon because it's a lot easier and the back end broke and all sorts of other
nonsense. How mainstream of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't really have an option once the credit card process was like, "Oh, you're Free Talk Live? You're those people who are like being charged with like crypto stuff, right?" Yeah, no. Of course, they never said that, but
it's obvious.
We're left to assume that's what happened there. So we had to look into alternatives, and of course, the obvious one is Patreon. That's amps.freetalklive.com. They'll take you directly there. Or if you're already on Patreon, I guess you can just look for Free Talk Live and find us there. But amps.freetalklive will take you directly there. And as Shooty has done it, $5 per month is all it takes to get you in. There are a number of tiers, but $5 per month gets you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Randy calling from Arkansas. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Government and business
can run the American farmer out of business, American rancher out of business. They can make a hamburger for everybody in the world. One cow now.
With what now? You broke up a bit.
Huh?
You broke up a bit. Can you repeat that last thing? They can feed the entire world with what?
Without a cow, I think.
One cow.
Oh, one cow.
One cow.
They can feed everybody in the world a hamburger with one cow using stem cells.
Oh, okay.
And if government business make beef high enough, it'll be feasible. I don't know what the break-even price is to make meat in a factory with stem cells.
Well, as we talked about here a few months ago on the show, they don't want people eating meat. They want people eating, like, peanuts made out of bugs and stuff like that. Not peanuts made out of bugs. It was some sort of flour made out of crickets or something like that.
Yeah. Cricket flour, yeah.
And there was some sort of push from one of these evil NWO-style organizations, New World Order-style organizations. Like, you know, the people in the future should learn to eat bugs because it's more sustainable. It's environmentally friendly. To hunt crickets in your backyard. So they don't want people eating meat and cows, whether it's lab-grown or actually grown on a farm. They want people eating crickets and grasshoppers
Some
and stuff out of their
like
backyard.
Meat, though. Like beef.
Yeah, I like meat.
Maybe I'm in the minority here. Maybe not the government part of it, but I don't have a problem with cricket protein or fake lab meat.
I don't have a problem with fake lab
more
meat.
People. Right, if starvation is an issue,
yeah, it's made in a lab.
Right, but if the current food production is leaving the vast numbers of people hungry, right? Maybe not in the United States, right? But certainly in other countries, right? And they come up with the technology that allows those people to be fed. Less and less so sure. But why? Because there was GMOs and advancements in technology.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The more government interference we have in that, the longer it's going to take us to feed those people.
I would agree
with that. But the advancements of technology or alternatives that get those people fed, it's hard for me to be against that.
Well,
in favor of the American rancher.
Well, and that's the question. So are you talking about, is it better than starvation?
Sure. Yeah.
Is it better than cow? No.
No, but if you can't get a cow... Right.
See, I have to agree with you on this one. I don't want to eat crickets and bread made out of cricket juice or whatever it is they make it out of. I don't want to do that. But if it keeps someone else from starving, sure. If that's what they got to do, that's fine. It's just not a choice for me. I'm an American.
Yeah.
I have money to buy beef if I want to.
Right. But if you were given a loaf of bread that was like made with cricket flour and it just tasted like white bread, would you care?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, it's gross. It's got cricket powder.
Well, yeah. I mean, knowing what's in a thing is critical to whether or not one is going to enjoy it, right?
I would totally have cricket bread.
Okay. No, I think how it tastes is critical as whether or not you're going to enjoy it.
See, I wouldn't because lobster tastes fantastic. But the last time I ate some, all I saw was a giant bug on the plate.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter how good it was. It wasn't appetizing, and I didn't eat it.
So the best thing for you is to be fed lobster without being told it's lobster. Because like, what is this mystery meat? It's delicious.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you said if I was told that it was cricket bread and it tasted just like white bread, would I be fine with it?
Yeah.
The answer is no, because the mindset's a bigger deal to me. I mean, if you want to be deceitful and secretly feed me cricket bread instead of normal bread, that's on you.
Here's some average American white bread, Aria. Enjoy your PB&J.
But I'm not one of these libertarians who is all against GMOs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I see nothing but good things.
I think it's dangerous to become dependent on them.
In what way?
We have limited information on what the long-term effects of genetically modified organisms are.
Right.
Largely because they're kind of a new invention.
Right.
So if it turns out that, like, down the road we find out, oh, well, it takes, like, three generations for this to happen, but this terrible, terrible thing happens, and we're completely reliant on GMOs to stop starvation, I think that's a big problem.
So if you're in the wealthy class, and you can afford Wagyu beef or the all-American rancher's beef, and you don't have to go buy these GMO products, then you are not affected by this.
Well, so here's one thing. If I want not GMO, I have to buy organic.
There you go.
That's a terrible idea. Like, why can't we just have, like, just like you can get the organic stamp on a thing, why don't we have this is a non-GMO product?
They exist, don't they?
No. I have never seen a stamp that says non-GMO.
And because the non-GMO is the default.
Really?
That's a good point.
You sure about that?
In the grand scheme of things, yes.
Hmm.
Right? If it's not altered from its original state, right? You don't have to say, like, this has been unaltered.
I mean, there's an entire...
Is it the standard as far as organisms? Hold on, because as far as products, maybe not.
There's an entire project here called the non-GMO project.org, and there are all sorts of sticker rolls here for grocery stores to use. The issue is that you just may not be shopping at places that offer these alternatives, or they simply label them organic instead. But I'm not sure I'm seeing much of a difference between non-GMO and organic. I'm not a fan of...
Oh, those are totally different. So
yeah, like two different definitions.
If you use a bunch of chemical pesticides and herbicides in whatever you're making, but you're not, like, cutting into the genome and altering stuff, then it's non-GMO, but it's not organic.
And one of the problems with these labels is the government defines what those words mean.
Right.
Also true.
And I would love to have non-GMO food available that's not organic, because organic means I'm going to pay twice as much.
Okay.
And I can't always do that, and I would prefer to have the option to go, yeah, I'd rather not do GMOs when I can avoid it. And I'm sure it'll be a price hike, but probably not nearly as much as, because the requirements for organic are stringent.
So if you're that level above poverty, right, or levels below poverty, and like, you're not going to pay that price anyway. Hey, but here's this cricket flour that you can make like 15 loaves of bread with for 95 cents.
And it's probably
at the Dollar Tree.
It's probably non-GMO, right?
Could be. I don't know. Who cares?
I mean, would they genetically modify crickets so that they could produce more flour?
I'd assume not.
They're going to if it gets popular.
Right. If it gets popular enough, then the margins will be cut. I did want to mention before the break, though, that since we're talking about buying beef, that the biggest thing that the government does to interfere with this process is they subsidize the absolute crap out of ranchers in America. So the price of beef in our supermarket is way lower than it should be if it was just market forces. And I know that's not doing us any favors health-wise. I think that an amount of meat is a good idea in general, but we are probably having way more meat in our diet than we ought to just by the market forces and our own decisions.
So does the caller, the American rancher, need more protection from the government?
He's got plenty of government assistance as it is.
I would agree. Everyone needs more protection from the government,
yes.
As in something protecting them from the government doing harm against them.
Not what I meant, but
I know. 603-283-6160. Coming up, a story about camels getting Botox and a controversy over a camel beauty.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Tonight, it's been Aria.
Equals Matt Meir.
And Rich Rich.
And we've been alluding to it all night, but it looks like we're finally going to have an opportunity to get into it now. Something out of Saudi Arabia. Why would... Of course it would be Saudi Arabia, too. Rich, you have the story here. Let's just get into
it. We've teased it all night. All night. It's the only thing.
The story is, there are camel beauty pageants.
That's the crux of the story. Botox camels banned from $66 million beauty pageant, Saudi Arabia.
Not only is there a camel beauty pageant, but it's got $66 million on the line, and people are using Botox on their camels in order to win this beauty pageant.
Yeah, you're starting to get the picture.
Subheadline, there's a thing called a Botox camel.
Saudi Arabia has disqualified some 40 camels.
40? Out of how many does that represent in this camel beauty pageant?
It does not say. Or it says way further in the article.
Now, I realize I sound terrible. You know, camels are big in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East in general. I'm not mocking the idea of the pageant because it's camels. I also laugh at the idea of dog pageants.
Okay.
So it's not a cultural thing. It's not stupid to me because they're camels. It's stupid to me because they're parading animals around in beauty pageants.
Just wait until Fluffy the Poodle gets disqualified because they're going to start using Botox on the poodles now.
Honestly, I'm surprised that hasn't already happened.
Maybe it's not an all-natural category like these camel categories are. It's like bodybuilding. You got the all-naturals and we know you use steroids. 40 camels banned or disqualified from its lucrative annual beauty contest for the animals on the grounds that they received Botox injections, facelifts, and other cosmetic touch-ups to become more attractive.
Well, to be fair, having seen a camel, they could use a facelift.
Okay. So you're agreeing with this? Then to beautify the camels, they need some work done.
This sort of implies the existence of plastic surgeons who specialize in working on camels.
I'm sure there are.
Hey man, when you have the oil reserves that Saudi Arabia does, you can afford this type of thing.
And you know the absolute protection of the largest global empire of all time. Doesn't hurt.
Describing it as the biggest ever crackdown on such tampering and deception, the Saudi press agency reported on Wednesday that the animals were barred from the Miss Camel pageant.
Miss Camel 2021.
Is there even the winner? There's going to be a Camel beauty pageant, I
don't know. Held during the popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival.
The what? The
King Abdulaziz Camel Festival. So there's a festival celebrating these camels, and it was a beauty pageant.
We've got pumpkin festivals. Pumpkins don't grow so well down there, so they've got camel festivals.
Because there is an abundance of camels.
There are an abundance of camels.
The event, which began earlier this month, invites breeders to compete for a $66 million prize.
You know, I was curious what a beautiful camel looks like. And,
and we put up a mirror.
Wow. No, these articles, though, that come up, they have a shocking lack of camels in the articles.
Okay. I mean, the one that I'm reading from has two camels where I can see the face, and one looks like it's smiling at me, so I don't know if that's the Botox or what's going on in that one.
It's probably the Botox.
Okay. Noting that specialized and advanced technology was used to detect the artificially enhanced camels, the SPA warned that event organizers will impose strict penalties on manipulators with the intention of halting all acts of tampering and deception in the beautification of camels.
I'm surprised anyone's spending any amount of time or energy into beautifying camels.
Look, with a $66 million prize on the line, if I had money to invest in beautifying a camel, it may be worth a shot.
Well, I'm sure it's pretty much the same thing as the people that spend money souping up their cars. Only, you know, cars don't work really well through that sandy of an environment.
Which is why you need the camel. At this year's event held in the desert near the capital city, Riyadh, authorities found that dozens of breeders had stretched out the lips and noses of their camels, used muscle-boosting hormones, injected their heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger, inflated body parts with rubber bands, and used face-relaxing fillers.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Wow. Sounds like a suburban housewife.
A little bit. Oh, God.
Such artificial alterations are strictly prohibited at the contest, where judges pick the winner according to the shape of its head, neck, hump, dress, and posture. In recent years, organizers have reportedly used ultrasound scans and X-ray machines to confirm whether the animals have received cosmetic enhancements.
How much time?
That camel got a hump job.
Yeah, how much time do you have to spend looking at camels in order to be able to tell the difference between any two random camels?
I mean, these are breeders. This is like their life's work.
That's true.
Like,
yeah, but the judges?
Okay.
Where do you find a judge who has viewed enough camels to be like, yes, this one here, it doesn't win. Its eyebrow is just slightly too droopy, or that's the difference between this camel and that camel.
In the prisons of Saudi Arabia, where they haven't been able to lay eyes on anything in years. And now you show them this beaut of a camel and their humps. According to the Telegraph, camels found to have been artificially enhanced are banned from the competition for 2 years and can even be added to a blacklist circulated by authorities. Their owners can also be fined up to 100,000 Saudi riyals, $26,000 roughly. But some breeders in the multi-million dollar industry have apparently defended these alterations on aesthetic grounds and pushed back against the ban.
So I had to look into it because I was curious, you know. What,
please.
What,
all the research you want to do on this.
What is the criteria by which they're judging these camels? As you mentioned, there's four. There's coat, neck, head, and hump.
Yep.
For the coat, a natural appearance with shiny hair of a clearly definable color. The brighter the hair, the more beautiful the pageant entrance is continued to be. No hair coloring, tattooing, or other cosmetic modification is allowed.
So if I breed an albino camel,
yes,
I can get $60 million for it.
Well,
almost makes it worth it all of a sudden, doesn't it?
You would do
okay. I don't see you finding any other way to make $60 million around here.
Well, you would do okay in at least one category.
Okay.
The neck must be long, wide, and elegant and lean two words which seem to contradict the ones that came before it. Neither overly full nor skinny, the area between the neck and hump should be long and strong. The head should be large and upright, as well as proportioned to the rest of the body. Lips are pouty and pendulous, with the upper lip being cleft. Chin is visible from the front and side, and eyes are wide with long, dark lashes. Eyes, ears are long, furrowed, and pricked up, and also keep the sand out.
Okay, good, because for a minute there I wasn't sure we were still talking about camels.
The hump should be large and shapely, in the usual position close to the back. A good posture and a large hump may increase a camel's chance of winning. So, yeah, they're disturbing of the head, and they're the disturbing image of how they judge the head and the face is creepy, and I want to forget that I ever read them describing the long, dark lashes of the most beautiful camels.
The beauty pageant is the main attraction at the month-long festival, which also includes camel races and markets.
But the beauty pageant is more exciting than the camel races.
I mean, I might have more fun at the camel race.
Personally. I would imagine okay. The camel race would be significantly more fun.
The gala ties.
Did you see the eyelashes on that one?
And why aren't they doing jousting events? Honestly. That's what you need. You need emu drumsticks and camel jousting. That's what we need to perk up these Saudi Arabian events here.
These beauty camels should be the ones presenting the trophy to the winner of the camel race.
That would be a terrific development of
the
story.
They can drop the handkerchief at the start of the race.
Could be worse. You know, they could have all sorts of other weirder things they're judging on. You know, spit viscosity, things like that.
Hey, man, that's next year's event.
All right.
That's the winter sport.
That's the Camel Olympics.
Yeah, there you go. The gala ties into the camel's traditional role in the oil-rich kingdom's nomadic Bedouin roots. Similar, albeit less lucrative, beauty contests are held across the region. End of the article.
If ever there was going to be a country that had camel beauty pageants, I would expect it to be Saudi Arabia, just as you said. They've got the oil, they've got the money, they can do this sort of nonsense that they want.
Turns out these unlimited monarchies have some really strange things that they do.
How did it start? How did they put together the first camel beauty pageant?
My camel is better than your camel.
Oh, what a bet.
Yours is faster, but mine is prettier.
I'm going to end up on Wikipedia tonight looking at the history of camel beauty pageants, so thanks so much for that. But we're out of time for tonight. You can join us in the meantime on our chat server. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.